the title was something like, he said, this is not strong enough, the title. It was something like learning Torah Shebichtav without Torah Shebaalpeh is learning Kehillah.
Yeah.
No,
what is he saying? I mean, he's not saying you don't believe in Torah Shebaalpeh.
He is a very outspoken person. I think he's been taught to quiet him down, you know, in the past. He speaks now, he's American. He wouldn't speak against Hesde Yeshivas and things like that. He's a bit enlightened, the government who are trying to uproot Torah. It was at that time, it was a few months ago. I don't know, because I thought they were fighting with it. It was a guy from one of these yeshivas who obviously, I think it was years ago, I don't think it was now. He says that this guy said to him, and he said, you're going to have to forgive me for this nibble pair. I can't, you know, Hashem should forgive me. But he says, this person basically wants to say, from the fact that it says that Yaakov, he couldn't even bring himself to say the word, you know, that Yaakov, K-I-S-S, E-D, whatever, Rachel, right? From there, he wanted, I'm not sure exactly what the person wanted to bring from there, but something about Gilead Arroyos is not so, it's not, Afrolapume, right? It's a quote from the Gemara, that person's mouth, you should put soil in his mouth, so it's saying such a thing. He says, do you have any idea who we're talking about? Yaakov Avinu, he says he was 84 years old. He says, no one in the history of Klal Yisrael can say Kochi Voracious only at the age of 84. That never ever was a carrier until 84, sort of thing, right? So he's talking about a monarch. Do you have any mustard on what you're talking about? He says, he was saying, that's the problem, when you read Pesukim, you learn Pesukim without knowing any, without learning Torah Shebaalpeh. Anyway, that was it was just a small thing, I found it sort of by mistake, but... Anyway, I'll tell you, why am I, because I thought of our discussion about that yesterday. That was a folk packet. No, he was saying, what's state and politics, you can't question that.
Yes.
Right, Eliyahu is coming.
Yeah, that bit wasn't controversial.
Good evening, right, Mem Gibel on the base, just this last dose now. So before we jump back into the doses, let me just be marked in so we know what we're dealing with here. There's a Gemara in Pesach in Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph that it basically brings a brisa. Avol Tov Shechol is b'Shabbos. If you got the Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, right? You can't make your bonfire on Shabbos. So what do you do? Mevarin is Hakom in Pnei Shabbos. I'm just quoting from Pesach in Daf, right? That you have to destroy everything before Shabbos. V'Sorfin Terumos Temeos Teluyos Utahiris. You get rid of all your Terumos. You're not going to be able to eat it all, right? Get rid of all tumors, whether they're tove, whether they're not sure, whether they're tohor. U'mishayirim min ha-tohoris, mizun shtei su'udis. Just leave from your tohor tumor, don't put everything, right? From that which is tohor, leave enough for two su'udis. K'dei rechal ha-tohor su'udis, you can eat before it gets to, the 4-hour mark in the day. Fine. Dim rabbi rabbi ozmei yodish paratoisah, shamash rabbi yishua, right? Omru lois, they said to him, no, tohoros lo yisorfu. You don't want to get rid of the Torahs. Why? Shema yimtzu lahen eichlin. Maybe they'll find people who can eat them. You find some kohenim. Don't you find them now? Wait, we'll see what we can do tomorrow. Can you flush down the toilet tomorrow? Whatever has to be done. So Omar Ezi said to them, no, kebab bikshu. They've already, you think the guy didn't check? Of course he's looked around. Right? He put out a thing on a giveaway thing. No one's taken. But then what they didn't find. So Omrulos, they said to him, Shema chutz lachem alonu, maybe there are people, they can't get in on Shabbos, maybe they're just staying outside the wall. You only looked inside the town, maybe there's people just outside, and then it's coming on, and they're going to arrive on Shabbos. So Omrulos, he said to them, well, come on, if you're going to start being patient for that, this is the point we want. Lady Brechem, according to your words, after the Yisrael, you know what? Why do you stop at Tahiris? Because Tahiris, maybe people are going to turn up. Well, even the Teluyas, Timaeus, I can understand, you're not going to be able to use. But the Teluyos, why should you burn them? Shema Yoba Eliyahu, maybe Eliyahu is going to come. He's Tarim and he'll say they're Tahor. Yeah. And then you have people who will be able to come and have them. Maybe we should be Chodesh for that as well. So now, Omrulos, they said back to him, no. Kavam Muftach Len Yisrael, So we've only been assured by Tikkun Yisrael, She'in Eliyahu Bo, Eliyahu's not coming. No Barabi Shabbos is. No Barabi Yom Tovim. Not Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. Why would we have Tirich? Hi, Gemara, yeah? Because of the Tirich. Right. Goes on, finished off in terms of the Halacha, but then move from there until they pick Halacha, as we said in this. Fine. Now, first day's first. Hi, Talis Tipogim Yisrael Kareh. So now, Gemara, remember, we had a Sofik, yeah? That's how we ended off.
Yeah.
Right, we wanted to know, Sunday, can you have the wine? Yes, you can have the wine on Sunday. You can't have the wine on Sunday. Why? Because maybe Eliyahu is going to come. He can't come. Because in order for him to come on Sunday, it means that Eliyahu has to come on?
Mashiach, Shabbos.
No, Eliyahu, I think he's first. Right?
Yeah.
That's what we said, yeah? Could be, right? He could come on Shabbos. What does that show you? Right? Tchum is not a problem in the Malam Yasala, otherwise you couldn't get that. Right? So, is that what the Gemara says? I hear what you're saying, but Sipuka Misafkari is still not conclusive. It could be we only say it Lukhumra. Right? Lukhumra. That's why you can't have the wine, because Lukhumra, maybe you could come. It's not going to allow you to go to Kula. I'm leaving a bit open because of what the Gemara means by that. Okay. So, Tosis. Vahitis number Perek Kamah. That which we learned in the first Perek, Dirt Pesachim, is of Pesachim, to come and descend the Dvorecha according to your words. After Luyas, the historical. If you're going to time it, we shouldn't burn the Tahiris. Why? Because the Trumal Tahiris. Because maybe people will turn up, Kohen will turn up and they'll be able to have it, yeah? Well then, if you're going to start me close with that, then maybe we also shouldn't burn the Teluyas, the ones which are, we're not sure about their status. No, you're sorry, fool. Shema Yom Eliyahu, maybe Eliyahu will come Mitar, and he'll be Mitar then. Right? Now, that's what we say over there. So Tosfos, Ikar Meimar, one could say, Nami Misapkare. Yeah? We could say, yeah, it's also a Sophic.
I mean that he'll come at all on an Erev, that he might come on Erev Yom Tov, if you'll say. Erev Shabbat, that he...
Yeah, because remember what, basically what this is addressing here is the following. Yeah? What did he respond? He said, maybe Eliyahu is going to come and he's going to be Messiah then, right? Yeah. So what did he respond? He said, no, he can't come. Why can't he come? Because he's not going to come on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, yeah? And Shabbos is Erev Yom Tov, in this case.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, it's Erev Pesach.
This is Dafka Shabbos, it would just be Erev Pesach Stam.
No, correct, but in this case it was Shabbos.
Okay. Yeah.
So, the question is...
If he can't come.
Yeah. Leather. Why can't I would have had to have come there for Shabbos, then, let's say.
Why can't he drink on Sunday?
He's trying to work out what's going on over here.
Yeah.
I'm asking you, maybe Leo is going to come, not on Erev Shabbos, which is when we're burning everything.
Yeah.
I'm saying maybe he's going to come on Shabbos.
Erev Shabbos.
No.
Shabbos.
Mashiach's coming on Shabbos.
No.
Eliyahu.
When was Pesach that year?
Sunday.
But Eliyahu?
It was Sunday.
Erev Pesach is Shabbos. I'm saying you do the beer on Friday.
Yeah. Right, so we're talking about Friday.
So why are you burning the Teluyas? We're saying if you're going to go with this whole thing, don't burn them before Shabbos. Why? Because Eliyahu may come. When? On Shabbos, you mean. Before the Sof Siman Achila. And they'll tell you their Torah, and there may be some kernel we're going to have it. Don't burn it.
So he could come on Shabbos. No one said he couldn't come on Shabbos.
So one second, so we're saying, we're suggesting once again that Eliyahu may come on Shabbos. How's he going to come on Shabbos?
Ain't chum
in Manamah. Is that price because it's also a discussion there. Does that not suggest it was possible to them that so to that Tosa says, no, Mishkafel, I mean, not Mishkafel, we'd give the same response to that. That Sipa Gamizapkar, he's saying, don't burn the Chomet, don't burn the Trumah Tuluya, because maybe Eliyahu can come.
Sorry, this burning would take place on the Friday. What time on Friday? Is it on the morning?
So again, strictly, the might we do it. We do it on Erev Shabbos beforehand, because it's not confused with other years. But strictly speaking, can be done later on in the day.
Because what would stop Eliyahu coming in Friday afternoon before Shabbos?
Correct. That's why I sort of, but you don't be okay. If that was the only issue, so fine, we'll do it just before Shabbos.
But Eliyahu doesn't come on Erev Shabbos. I thought we established that. Still Erev Shabbos.
Okay, that's Nicola in the question. Tosin understood that the question over here is he may come on Shabbos. Why is he going to come on Shabbos?
What happens if you find out that it is Truma, that it's not Truma today? You can't burn it on Shabbos, I don't think. You can't.
You?
You've got this Tzlurus, which is Truma, could be Truma to Meir, yeah?
Yeah.
So what would you do if you said, you know, they are to Meir and on Shabbos? What would you do? Just cover them up or something? You couldn't burn them.
You couldn't burn them.
What are you doing? Chometz in theory.
Cover them. You have that sabra in the case, then get the answer you expect. Okay, that's what you say. So that's Pshat in the Gemara over there. It could be Mikhail Sophie. Fine. Then he says, what the Maitre is Pshat in the answer. Because what Mahusha Meshid Abachi answered him, Kavan Muftach Lohem. No, because we've already got this guarantee, the Yisrael Shein Eliyahu Bo B'Shabbos will have Erev Shabbos. Then Eliyahu will not come, not on Shabbos, and not on Erev Shabbos, but on Erev Yom Tov, and not on Erev Yom Tov.
Did we say B'Shabbos as well? You never said
We never said it on Shabbos.
This whole thing is all about that, in fact,
isn't it? So, Nirali, I think this is Pshat. Ki Yechid Eliyahu Bo B'Erev Shabbos, but on Erev Yom Tov. Just like he can't come on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, mipnei haterach shel tikkun se'udo, because of the tircho of having to be misakin the se'udo, hachi nami b'Shabbos kodem achilo mipnei haterach se'udo Shabbos. That's all he needs to say. So too, on Shabbos before the meal, he's not going to come because people have to get the meal ready.
If this case Shabbos was Erev Yom Tov, why don't we just say he wouldn't come that year because it's Erev Yom Tov? That Shabbos is Erev Yom Tov. When there's not much you can do, the reason, the underlying reason would be that they say low plug or something. Like every other Arab Yom Tov, he can't come. I'm not going to come on that one.
What, Eliyahu's going to say low plug?
Yeah, well, Eliyahu. He realises he's going to come. He's only going to come once. He's only going to come once.
Next time.
That's right, he's only going to come once,
Yeah, I mean the Marashal makes this point. He says that since Erev Yom Tov is on Shabbos there, it's not tircha the whole day like on Erev Shabbos Erev Yom Tov. Right? That's what he's trying to figure out.
Yeah.
So he says, okay, I mean before the meal, and that's the mitzvah what you need to deal with.
Do I gather that there's two sveikas going on here? A sophic of the halacha about tchumim lemalo, ain't tchumim lemalo, and the suffix of Eliyahu coming. Two separate sveikas.
No, not one word.
Which is confusing me.
Why is it two sveikas?
Well, what? Haitan sveikha mesapkale. Is that the suffix is in what? The suffix is in tchumim, or
the
is it suffix of Eliyahu's coming?
No, the one who asked the question to start with.
Yeah.
Maybe Eliyahu is going to come. So Tosfos says, before you get any further, what do you mean Eliyahu is going to come? We're talking about on Shabbos. What about Tchumen? And And she said, I did say that you burn it earlier. I said, you don't have to burn it earlier. That was the only issue. She's talking about on Shabbos.
Yeah. What is the suffix speculate? Speculate in better form.
Oivazoi, from that brisa we have a raya that. So what do you see from that brisa? Yesh the point of eight from the man of Yasar.
Oh, I'm trying to say that a raya that is ain't a chun.
Correct, you have a raya from the man of Yasar. So Tosis says no. If you would bring me that brisa, I'll give you exactly the same answer as the Gemara gives to the last one we just quoted today, which is it's not conclusive. Maybe it's the book of Misafkari, the person saying, I don't know, maybe any oil could come, because maybe ain't a chum elam alam yasara, in which case don't burn the chum, don't burn the oil from a tomato. If you're worried about all the maybes, we'll worry about that as well. That was his tiny back. So I was like, you can't prove anything from there, yeah?
About the chum.
Oh. Exactly. It's not conclusive. Then says Tosis, what's the type of shot in the answer he gives? Right? He says back to that, no. You're saying we shouldn't burn the Tuluyas because maybe Elio is going to come. No, Elio is not going to come. It's not even a sophic, but not because of Tchumen. Why is he not going to come? Because he doesn't come, not on Erev Shabbos, not on Erev Yom Tov, not on Shabbos. Yeah?
No.
Says, why won't he come on this Erev Yom Tov? Because of Tichol. Which Tichol are we talking about? I'm not even sure if he uses that lotion. I don't think he says Shabbos. I think that.
The Tirch on Erev.
It's Erev Pesach. He's talking about Erev Pesach, right?
A lot going on.
Yeah. It doesn't actually say
Shabbos. There's not much you can do if you remember.
It doesn't actually say Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos. Erev Yom. It just says not on Erev Shabbos, not Erev Yom.
The point
being, because this Shabbos is Erev Yom. It says Tosis, but what's the logic? You're not going to be preparing all day. He says, I think what the Pshat is, it means he's not going to come before the Suzer. Because even though you're not busy preparing for Yom Tov,
you're going to be preparing for Shabbos.
You're going to be preparing
so
for Yom Tov.
This is the Suzer that you're going to have at lunchtime.
Sorry?
It means the Suzer you're going to have at lunchtime. Lunch. Well, yeah, come out, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Therefore, in our Gemara,
it's not a problem because basically we have a problem because if you're saying that, we've got to guarantee he doesn't come on Shabbos either. That's what it sounds like now. Because they're having to prepare for the meals. Well, then what's going on in our Gemara? Our Gemara seems to say the only reason why maybe say took him a sapkari because we've got the sopping. What about having to prepare?
Because you're burning the hametz and the food is already ready.
Yeah.
The only thing you have Korban Pesach.
Oh, Gufa, you're right. You have to prepare your meal.
No, I'm saying usually Erev Pesach.
To clear up the
house is clean for Pesach. So he could come actually because.
Oh, he can't. I don't know about you, but
the minute the hametz come, not much to be done because the house is frankly clean, everything is nearly ready.
So I don't know about you, I'm running around till past month, right? Mm. I won't tell you last year what happened, this last Pesach. It was an absolute disaster at the time.
It doesn't, by the time you, tomorrow.
And then the monks check their horse. Opening all your wine, it takes time.
Huh? I thought people doing it before. Because Erev Pesach, you have to be ready for the meal. You put the children to sleep.
I'm sure he's more organized than me.
I understand what you said, but I'm saying usually most people put the children to sleep and the whole house is really quiet. It's already most of the thing was done. So he could.
I don't think the same, but the mice doesn't, people are still busy.
Yeah, that's an ordinary Erev Yom Tov. This is a Shabbos Erev Yom Tov. You can't open the box. Well, you have to do that all Friday.
Friday, you do the thing on Friday. Some people do it on Thursday.
I mean, when Yom Tov is in, that's when you could do it. But then he's It's not Yom Tov ready. I'm talking about before you could open it. Then I got into this,
sorry, I missed the answer. Henry asked, preparing for which meal? Which meal are we talking about?
The Shabbos lunch today,
This
is probably your last commentary, you have your bit of challah and you eat it, etc. Is that right? This is the last meal.
Yeah, your
last half commentary meal, as it were.
Last meal on Shabbos being effectively Shabbos lunchtime.
Brunch,
whatever it is.
So he won't come then, but he could come in the afternoon.
Yeah, because we can see an Adamar, he can come on Shabbos. If not for, if not so for the, if not for the,
that stage, he could then still make. And the truma that we're talking about is chometz.
Yeah.
So it doesn't help.
Yeah, sure.
So it doesn't help. Yeah. Sarsfeld. So that's it. Yeah. Okay.
See, Rashi. If you look at Rashi in Pesachim, Rashi in Pesachim learns we already have this Hatzocha. He's not coming. Not on Erev Shabbos. Not on Erev Yom Tov. Says Rashi. Friday is Erev Shabbos, and Shabbos is Erev Yom Tov. That's all it means to say. Finished. He's not coming.
Yeah.
Because Friday is Erev Shabbos, like you said. Even if you're burning it earlier, he's not coming after that. He's not coming on Friday. And as for Shabbos, he's not coming there because it's Erev Yom Tov. That's not what Tosfos is saying though. Because Tosfos is learning, right? Why is he not coming on Shabbos? Because of Erev Yom Tov. Like Shaltiel said, not this Erev Yom Tov. This Erev Yom Tov, you're not going to be busy all day. So that's not a time. So what do you mean he's not coming on the Shabbos?
Tosfos has that kind of, yeah.
Pshat is, it must be because of, on Shabbos itself, you're busy.
Tarech before.
But over here, the Gemara never said that. Tosfos, yeah, because before lunchtime, he wouldn't come on the Shabbos. But on the rest of Shabbos, he could dwell with.
So,
even though he's still got Shabbos Shiddur to go over.
So, on a normal Shabbos, which isn't Erev or actually Yom Tov, just a normal Shabbos, we're saying that according to this, he could come this afternoon?
Yes. I mean, assuming Tchumen is not anonymous.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Mm. And according to Rashi, he can come any time on a Shabbos.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's an Erev Yom Tov. Yeah, clear?
But even...
And in fact, according to Rashi, on this particular one, according to Tosfos, he could come later on in the day. After your meal, but it's too late for us here. According to Rashi, he won't come at all. It's Erev Yom Tov.
So when is it supposed to...
That's on a normal Shabbos, it's the other way around. According to Rashi, he can come any time. According to Tosfos, it's only after lunch.
So what is he saying? Must have Nitzrosh Ein Eliyahu Bob Shabbos. He's saying Bechlal Eliyahu won't come on Shabbos, even though the Gemara never said that. Was Rashi sticking to the text as well, sticking to the Gemara? This is a whole other.
I don't know if we can bring a shtickel awry. I don't know. I'm just wandering around here. You know, there's a. Your lunchtime meal. When do you have to eat it?
Before 12. It has to be before midday.
Normal Shabbos.
Is it good?
Erev Shabbat, are you talking about?
Is there a time limit?
Normal Shabbos.
People that
Shabbos itself.
Suda Shneir, you're saying.
Suda Shneir.
People have a breakfast time to get Tashkoma. They do that. It's very quite common.
What's the latest?
After Musaf Shabbat, then you could do the Mesoda, and then you have to wait for Pradyam in Hatra. So after Pradyam in Hatra.
Can you have it at 2:00 in the afternoon?
Is there a problem because you're going to merge into an Shabbos Shidus? Shabbos Shidus should be Shabbos Shidus, is that right?
No, you have another one afterwards.
So no problem. So why is there? So what's the limit?
The Rambam holds.
Yeah.
The three meals of the day, three meals of Shabbos. One is the night. Yeah. One is Shabbos morning. One is Shabbos afternoon.
So you say you can't have it after Chatzos?
Point to Rambam. That's the Rambam Shidus. The Mishnah Berurah mentions it.
Yeah.
Do we? Is that what we go by as halacha?
We try to. I don't know, but depends on what we. Is strict halacha? No, the minhag is not strict halacha. Yeah, hold on, I look in the winter, what time they finish their second minhag. No, people are not marked halacha.
Yes,
the person can, definitely in the summer, if you can.
This is to start before Chatzos or finish before Chatzos.
This is not to be confused, by the way, about making kiddush. It has nothing to do with it. It's about eating your meal.
Yeah.
But you could say kiddush to be for you.
It's a hamotzi, really, is what you want to get. Do we go with it? It's mentioned, Mishnah Berurah. So, men are going on? No, people aren't marked on it. But,
so, what about
some people like the one who's standing here, try. I try. It doesn't always happen, and you can't try.
So you have to do what? Have say kiddush, hamotzi, and that's it. And you have to be late.
Yeah, the rest of it you can do afterwards.
Once you've done hamotzi, yeah.
In the summer it's a bit more doable because Chatzos is
it's quite doable.
2-4-1 at the moment. Yeah,
it's quite doable.
So we
in the winter it gets to 11:45. So if you're davening Shkomo, okay, and the rest of your family is agreeable, then yeah. If you're davening a second minion, then it gets.
What about we do the Nes? In the Nes we're having Soda straight after the Nes.
Excellent.
I mean, winter or summer is the same thing. Straight after Musa, we're going downstairs and we're having a Mosi with the Kiddush.
The only sign I have on that is, I don't know what you have there, because I haven't been...
We have Mosi and everything.
This is
should be meaty.
Oh, it should be your main meal.
Ah, we don't have...
Again, I've had this... not everyone agrees with me on this. No, it's an old argument. There are some say yes, some say not. You can debate the point. But the argument is, if you're going with the Rambam, the whole point is it follows, it's not just following a Seder, this is the main meal of the day. Right? It's supposed to be. So, if you have then, all you have is some crackers, I mean, you watch, and then you have some crackers, etc., and then you go home and have your lunch at 2 o'clock, and that's your Shalosh Shudas, and then you have your chalons and your meat and whatever else you want to have, then you're Yotze. You're Zicha Yotze. You're not saying you're not Yotze. But, it's a bit Menachos.
We have everything. We have Shulent, we have Kugel, we have everything there, Jahannon and everything. Ah,
so yeah,
it's like a heavy meal already, and
okay,
all
so
the
salad
and everything.
Yeah.
So that's like a main meal. Some people eat later for in their family, the children. Yeah, I don't know, but you know, that is the main meal.
Pass, I should join you. Okay.
I told him many times to come down.
Where is it?
I have to get the fish, my wife. She just thinks I'm mad. Meat.
That is always
early in the morning, but so far. Yeah. I have. I mean, I can often eat 5 meals on chance because I need to eat.
Again, the might of a person washes 3 times in Shabbos, the might of it. That is the thing. Again, to be clear, the Rambam, the halacha we take on the person, even if he doesn't ask it.
And
but anyway, the reason why I'm mentioning it though is.
No, I just want to say, we'd love it to come down because we haven't had the Divrei Torah, because we have a few people saying the Divrei Torah, so another Divrei Torah, present
time. We'll see.
It'll be the best.
But, Tosis says, the Moshiach won't come on Shabbos before Sunday. Yeah, Torah Sunday. Yeah. Well, what time is that? Erev Pesach, I know this is a month for it. New on a normal Shabbos. What's that month? When can Eliyahu come? Assuming Tchum is not an issue, so Eliyahu
before
come.
I mean, how you will come plug him in before I'm in Har.
Some people are going to be eating at one time. Some people eating another time. Some people eating later. There's money all over the place.
Before I'm in Har, because we know Eliyahu comes always before I'm in Har. And Harak
if you're
everywhere,
you can have your second meal, you can have it at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, right? Not like the Rambam. Then, what do you mean? There's probably plenty of people by the time, believe me, there's people who start dumbing at 10, 11 o'clock, right? So by the time they've had their thing and they get home and they've gone to the Kiddush, etc., they're going to sit down until 2, 3 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So, Torah could be, you know, if you say like the Rambam, no, there's a Zman. Okay, I know it's only the beginning of the Surah. No. But then it's more defined. If not...
So we've got to be prepared that Eliyahu could come in the middle of a meal. We've started, but we haven't finished.
I don't know. I don't know if you can prove anything, but I wonder if there's a shtick and a siyua, because if that's the case, we have to look back at Masechet Shabbos, because there were possibly riots there. If it is, then it's not just the Rambam. If it becomes Rambam and Tosfos, then it becomes a little bit more serious. Right? And then we'll have to start running.
Rambam and Tosfos about what?
About making sure you start your Shabbos lunch before Chatzos.
There should be, because then you're having, if you have before Chatzos, then you're having like Semana Minha already.
There is the Tosfos about where it talks about. It ties in with that. You remember the Tosfos we did it in Shabbos, but it's the Pesachim Dikur one. What do you do about Shabbos Shudas on Erev Pesach if it's Shabbos?
We have one early on, don't we, if I remember correctly? Is that what
you do? According to Rambam, you can't.
That's a bit yebid.
So some say there is no Mitzvah Shabbos Shudas that year.
A bit yebid, can't
you have it at 1 o'clock?
What?
You can have it early. You can do
You can't watch. So let's just say, okay, you don't have to wash. If you go with the shifty, you don't have to wash, you can do whatever you want. It's not
ideal, but it's the
other one. It's a shira, you're also
right. You might argue it's better than not having one, because Bidyevi, the yotze, associates without washing, it's not ideal. And if it's aeropressive, then you can't do anything else.
Yeah, so what we do is we...
have two early meals, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, obviously everyone's having early, get home, wash, have just the main course with it, bench, have a 20-minute gap, whatever it is,
and
wash again.
I think that's what you tend to do for a
minute. And then, after Chatzos, then some Canadians or something like that. Canadians or fruit or whatever it is. Right? Then with Madam Shoch, if you hold it, if you've got to wash, then the hechush, you have to say either it doesn't exist now, this year, or it's not totally on the Zman. If you say that you don't have to wash, okay, so I've had something after Chatzos anyway.
And having the three meals, is that drives or drabon?
Having the three meals, it's definitely based on Pesukim, I believe it's a shaila whether it's an asmachta or not.
Because
I'm not mistaken, I seem to remember there are, I think. I think it's not. That could well be the Chaladeus, it's the Rabban. Like, for example, even according to the Rambam, you have to have it in the morning, but even if the Rambam were to hold it, the Raisa, it's more than Mistabe that that's the actual Gedorim of it. The Gedorim would be the Rabban.
That's
to do with how many times it says Lechem there.
Yom,
that's right.
I can remember the word, is it Yom?
Yeah.
You only had two, didn't you?
Yom Lutim, so all about Sodom.
Two on Friday.
Yes, it's a double portion.
But not for Shabbos, they had one on Shabbos and one on Friday.
So you can't have two meals on Shabbos. They split up. I see what you're saying. They split up. Whatever. The point is that would be that Tosfos there. I mean, Tosfos has a couple of Sodom there, that splitting in the middle, that would be another. I have it back in my mind, maybe we did that Sugya there. That we've spoken about it about the shit toast about the Zman. I don't know. Okay. So this toast is definitely something to think about.
Right. On this toast, are we saying that according to Tosfos, Eliyahu can't come to Shabbos any Shabbos?
Until the meal.
That's the Raskana. At the beginning he says he took Erev Shabbos.
And he means Shabbos in the morning.
So you say who's the Maskola then?
That's what he's trying to explain. Yeah. If he has that Kirsten. We don't even have that
Kirsten.
That's what he's trying to touch. He means before the meal. Because otherwise he's got
to go back. But he could come after. I just wondered about the Gemara.
That's all good, but that's where the Maharam touched. Otherwise it was
the Maharam. So all he's saying is before the meal.
Yeah.
In which case,
It's not really like Shabbos.
There's not a problem about the Gemara then, that's all. The Gemara could have answered that. That's all.
So now that's it. That's it. Now. The last thing. So now, what's the halacha? Yesh tuchum ila ma'ala me'asara? Ain tuchum ila ma'ala me'asara?
Ain tuchum ila ma'ala me'asara? Ain tuchum ila ma'ala me'asara?
I think that's right, it's ain tuchum, because we said it on the ships, ain tuchum ila ma'asara, I think. But as we said now, we don't know.
So therefore?
I'm supposed to go to the chumra, come to this.
Go to the chumra, talk to the farish.
We're going to the chumra, and we're not drinking.
Because of the reason that Eliyahu can't come on Shabbos.
So we're going to Chumrah as well, right? We said Chumrah is Misafir. So you're saying the Chumrah, you're saying the Chumrah, you're saying you don't know.
The Kulah. I think the Maya says
Ain't Chumrah. No, you said Ain. You said Ain.
We said in the Torah with the ships, he said it. If you keep saying in the ships, above 10 Chumrah. 10 Chumrah. You keep saying you have to be below 10 Chumrah to worry about Chumrah.
Oh, Sofek Rabbanon the Kulah.
That's a very good point, actually. Even clearly, Eliyahu doesn't necessarily take that view.
He knows what La Halacha is. We're not Sophic.
Well, he predated.
We're not Sophic. What are you going to do?
He predated.
Okay, so I'll tell you this. As Mr. Israel for sure would say, Machlokes, right? And it is a Machlokes, yeah? I can't even say it's a two-way machlokes, it's even a three, maybe even four-way. I think it's definitely a three-way machlokes, what comes out of this Gemara. In short, and Be'ezras Hashem tomorrow we'll expand on it a little bit, what comes out is, logically you say, okay, it's a sophic, so like what the Friday said. So a sophic there, I'm finished. Can't see why we should say differently. On the other hand, I'll say the Gemara is Spugim Misafkadim, Dainu, we're going to Chumra, right? Because we brought that as a Raya, and you kicked back and said, I had a Raya from you, you see? Ain't Chumra the Mada, Me'al Torah, Zedio is going to, it's Spugim Misafkadim. So you're saying, therefore what? So some say like you're saying, Spugim Misafkadim, we go to Chumra, that's what the Gemara is saying. I said to Rabban, okay, I don't know, for some reason we go to Chumra. I have to work out what.
Yeah, but Zedio is a Malah, he doesn't have Chumi.
No,
he's not when he's coming.
No, when he's appearing to us in human body, but when he's coming,
this he will come in human. No, he's not in human body. That's not the same. So now,
but why is that a chumrah anyway?
It's a chumrah for the nozzle. So now it's like this. So some say that, and this is it's basically the consensus. Look, I'll give it away. It's off balance. You'll see. Is that all the Gemara means to say is, it's a sophic. And therefore, in this case of the Nozir, the guy has to be machmir. But for sure, because you're dealing with a deraisa. Nozir is a sophic deraisa. So, clearly that, you have to say, I don't know. Is Eliyahu going to come? Is he not? Yesh to come in, ain't to come in, could he come? Could he come? I don't know. So, therefore, what am I going to say? Go to Chumra. But when I ask you now, forget Nozir now. I'm asking you, I want to know, can I go on a boat on Shabbos? Yesh to come in or ain't to come in? That's what I want to know. I'm not asking about any deraisas. I'm asking, assuming that you're based male in Darabon, that's going to be part of it as well. That's another shayla. That's what I want to know. Now you're dealing with Darabon. It could be the Gavi Dash with Taka Tay Sobi Darabon and Kuna. That is the consensus. Nonetheless, the Rabbi Nechanan, you can see if you can work it out from here, but it's quoted clearly elsewhere. The Rabbi Nechanan answered it. No, the Gemara is saying we go to Chumra in everything. Why? Good question. And then there are going to be a couple of other things along the way.
In this Gemara, the Chumra is Ein Chumi.